I'm Isabella Salazar. This situation is scary. A man is entering women's BYU-Idaho-approved apartments while they sleep. Surveillance cameras captured the man early June 6th entering the unlocked apartments and then exiting a short time later. According to Rexburg police, he was first in the Cedars women's apartments before he was tracked to the Cove women's apartments, which are within a block of each other. Samantha Hooper, who lives at the Cedars, is just one of the women I talked to. She knows that while this doesn't happen often, she isn't that shocked that it happened.
I've only been up here since the fall, so while I've been here, I haven't heard of it happening, but I wouldn't be surprised if it had. Mm-hmm. I mean, with like an entire apartment complexes of girls where the exterior doors don't get locked at night, like it's not beyond belief for stuff like this to happen.
Hooper recognizes it's important to lock doors, but feels there should be more safety precautions in place by the apartment complex.
Yes, we should be locking doors, but that doesn't mean it's our fault that our apartment is getting broken into and girls are being, like, watched sleeping. So, I don't know.
I also talked to some other women who say it's a scary situation and they will continue to lock their doors.
I'm Soraya Bosted. I spoke to a bunch of people at the Cove who were also explaining just how scary the situation was. One girl even said that it's quiet at night because everyone is in their apartment with the doors locked instead of staying up and staying out. More people are locking their doors, more people are being extremely cautious.
I talked to Caden Rumsey, a resident of the Men's Cedars, who heard about the incident from his family home Evening Sisters and wants to remind others to lock their doors.
Well, me and my roommates, we always lock our doors, but I don't feel like we're in any immediate danger, but it's making me want to help, like, my girlfriend lock her doors when she goes to bed or something like that.
Rexburg Police and BYU-Idaho echo that sentiment. In a statement this week, BYU-Idaho reminds students to keep the windows and doors locked at night and when you aren't in your apartment. It also reminds students to never allow unauthorized access to apartments or the buildings. The man was wearing dark pants, a black hoodie, a blue stocking cap, multicolored sneakers, and a light blue mask. We have the surveillance video on our Facebook page, just like BYU-Idaho Radio. If you have any information on who illegally entered the apartments, contact the Rexburg Police Department at 208-359-3008. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Soraya Bosted.
And I'm Isabella Salazar.